In the studio now, I have students from Belvedere College. I have Donald McKay, Luke Maron, and Rory Doran. Okay, good morning, lads. How are you?
All good.
Good, yeah.
Okay, well, who wants to tell me how this came about? I'll start with you, Rory.
Yeah, so we're three students in fifth year, and basically we're fundraising for the Jesuit mission in Jikuni, Zambia, and it's supported by Belvedere, the Belvedere Zambia Immersion Program.
Okay.
So we're planning on doing a sponsored beach clean to fundraise for this on Dollyman Strand on Saturday, 24th of March.
Is that because of the proximity to the school of the beach, or how did you select like where you would do the clean?
Basically it's the closest one to us. We all live around Clontarf, so we thought that would be. That'd be the best choice for us.
Okay, and so can you tell me then in the centre there, Luke, how many is going?
There's 40 lads going, so there's two groups of 20. The first group goes on the 2nd of June, and the second group goes on the 24th. And there's four teachers going in each group. So.
Okay, and how did the selection work for the 40?
Well, you applied with the form during fourth year, and then you did an interview with the teachers. So you do a one-on-one interview, and they'd ask you a number of questions about why you wanted to go and what you feel you'll get out of it and stuff like that. And then they picked from that pool of the 40 lads that'll be going.
And depending on the answers that you got,
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and Donald, as regards, any of you ever been away before and doing something like this?
No, we haven't.
Okay, any nerves in there at all?
There's a few nerves, but they have to be overcome.
Okay. And what exactly will you be doing? Anyone can jump in and answer as a going. You'll be over there for how long? I'm sure you mentioned it already, but what would you exactly be doing while you were there?
We'll be over for about 2 weeks, and it takes about 2 days to get there, 2 days of travelling. First we'll be going to a flight to Johannesburg, and then to Livingston, and then we'll be going to Jikuni.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when we're over there, we'll be doing one-on-one teaching with the kids, English and maths. But most of the time, we'll be like organising sports events, and supplying teachers, teacher supplies, and
Who wants to tell me about the immersion program?
Yeah, well, basically, it's our school's been involved in the Belvedere Zambia Mission Program since 2015, so this is the second group going over. And this kind of supports a Jesuit mission in Jikuni, Zambia. And what Jikuni is, it's a large Jesuit mission with education. And the mission's there for the primary schools, secondary schools, and they have a third level teacher training college. And it also has a hospital and stuff like that. And what we're going out there to do is give the money to the community so they can create employment to build the schools themselves for the kids and stuff like that, so they don't have to do it with straw houses and stuff like that. So,
okay.
And we also provide solar panels to those schools as well to give electricity so they can study at night time and stuff like that for lights. So that's what all the money is going towards.
Okay, and you'll be doing a lot of hands-on work yourself, Donald, won't you?
We're not actually doing that much hands-on work as you'd think. We're mostly just supplying the funds so they can do it themselves. We're just going over to, like as Roy and Luke said, just to like immerse ourselves in their culture and learn from it. Okay. And they'll learn a bit from us also.
Okay, a bit of integration.
Yeah.
I mean, learn from each other. And I'm just noticing here that there's actually a radio station there, that they have their local radio there, so maybe I could do a swap and go over sometimes as well. I wouldn't mind doing that. Ask them if someone wants to do a swap. In the course of the time, tell me where you'll be staying while you're there. I mean, is it going to be the case of you rough it out during the day? And
we're staying in a brick built hostel in the village.
Okay,
just simple bunk beds. Simple hostel, but we won't be staying in any huts or anything.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And would you be looking after yourselves, or the teachers? I mean, I'm sure there'll be some teachers going with you as well.
Yeah, there will be teachers going with us, but we eat whatever they eat, you know, like.
Yeah, but who's going to cook it? That was the point.
The teacher's
going to be the slave for the two.
No, there's a. Like, the local villagers will cook for us. But whatever's on the menu, we have to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know you said some of the people that went, some students went there before. Did you pick their brains and what it was like?
They said like what struck them most was like how happy the people are with what little they have, and they just thought it was a great experience to have, and yes, well, like that's very like how mm-hmm. happy the people were and all that.
Did they sort of talk in any sense? I always find any students I ever talk to over the many years that have been to different situations like this, it has an irrevocable change in them. Like it just mm-hmm. changes them mm-hmm. and their values and what they think of things. Did you get that sense off them at all?
Yeah, yeah. When we were talking to them, they all came back and they said, like, you don't look at things the same when you come back. Yeah, whenever, like, the money they have and, like, how they look at life, it changes a bit when you're coming back.
Okay. The history of this programme, any idea how long it's been going on?
It's been going on for 2 years. It started last year.
Is that all? Okay,
that
was going on a little bit longer.
That was the first group that went out there.
Okay. So what do you plan to... We go back to the fundraising, and if people want to sort of donate or whatever they can do, tell me how people can do, any of our listeners now, for instance, can go about doing that. And we talk about what you're going to be doing exactly after that.
We have a GoFundMe page set up on GoFundMe.ie, and if you just search Dollymount Beach Clean, there's a link there, and it's pretty straightforward from there on.
Okay. Now, you mentioned it's starting on... you're doing it rather on the 24th of March.
Yeah.
Exactly where are you going to be doing it, and what are you going to be doing? I mean, you're going to be carrying around bags, picking up things.
Yeah.
What stretch of the beach are you going to be cleaning?
Well, Dublin City Council said they'd provide us with bags and anything we need. But we're going to be going from 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock, 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to clean up as much of the beach as we can in that time. Because, you know, not only to fundraise, we also want to spread the word of, like, how pollution is affecting, like, the world we live in. So to raise awareness for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because things are... I mean, there's been more things on the news recently about all the plastics and how it's polluting the sea and killing fish and all that sort of carry on. So it's a really good thing. Have you done any recce's down there? Do you regularly go down there? Have you been down there recently to see how bad it is?
Yeah, we were down there yesterday, actually, just to check it out. And yeah, I think it's worth a while, like trying to clean it up. And yeah,
any big stuff incidentally? I remember we're going down there and doing this myself a few years ago, and there was some rather fridges and stuff like that. Anything like that thrown around down there?
We didn't see anything big like that, but there was a lot of just small, you know, earbuds and plastic bottles that just weren't really appealing for like a beach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we did see a lot of stuff that kind of surprises you to see on a beach, but yeah, nothing major, but just a lot of small stuff which kind of builds up to be...
Okay, well, we'll ask people to help out in any way they can. It's all happening on the 24th, but we will put the appeal out as well that please, when you're going to the beach, clean up after yourselves. Please do, and don't use it as a dump in any way at all. Anything else, lads, you want to get out there? Incidentally, maybe one of you can write a book about your experiences over there. You never know. Is there anything phasing you all about it? I'm always fascinated by that. Did you get any tips off the others? They told you what it was like and how it would change you, but did he sort of say, well, be careful where you go here or there? Or, as I joked with you before we came on air, taking part in any rituals that you might end up being married or something like that.
Yeah, they kind of warned us a bit about just kind of being mentally prepared a bit, because it's such a change in environment from how they're kind of in poverty and stuff like that, and we kind of seem like we take all the stuff that we have for granted. Well, they don't have as much, but they're still so happy with the little that they have. So they kind of said that you kind of have to mentally prepare yourself for that, because it can be quite upsetting and stuff like that when you see people who are kind of starving and stuff like that, and you kind of feel like you've got everything back home. And yeah, that was really the main point they told us, was kind of mentally prepare yourself for it.
Mm-hmm. I suppose another thing as well, and I know this is compared to what you've been talking about, it may sound a bit flippant, but the technology as well, I don't know how it is out there, but I'm sure you might be able to use your phones now for about a fortnight.
Yeah, well, the technology out there is non-existent.
Oh, well, there you go. So how are you going to manage without your phone for 2 weeks?
The lads were saying, like, it was kind of a good thing for them to get away from technology on their phones for 2 weeks, because
social media.
Yeah, media and all, it doesn't really have a positive effect on your mental health, you know.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a positive that they took out from it, and they were saying it's a good thing to not be on your phone, or just to be away from the world for 2 weeks.
Okay, well, give us all the details again about how people can help, listeners or anyone out there, and they can tell about this fundraiser. It's a wonderful, wonderful cause. Exactly when are you going again for the 2 weeks? When is it, in June?
The first group are going on the 2nd of June.
Okay.
And the second group going on the 16th of June.
Okay. And the cleanup was on the 24th of March. So give us all the details, Donald.
Well, you can, like, we need donations, however small. Like, any donation will help. To donate, you just go on GoFundMe.ie and search Dollymount Beach Clean, and you'll see our page. And the steps are simple. You just put in your credit card details and send a donation.
Okay. So look forward to it, lads, and good luck with the cleanup as well. And I'm sure you're going to get plenty of support for
thank
this.
You.
And it's been a great pleasure talking to the
thank
three of you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank so you for having us.
No
thank
problem
you.
At all. And Donald McKay, that's Luke Maron and Rory Doran. Thank you very much, lads.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, perfect.